Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Stuart Hodnett of Ouachita Green. Welcome, Stuart. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here with us today. Ouachita Green, you guys are trying to keep the cities of Monroe, West Monroe, the whole parish beautiful. And we've been looking trashy here recently. People just dumping stuff on the side of the road. There's a thing you can do with that, right?
Yeah, you can. This Saturday at the Monroe Civic Center, located at 401 Lee Joyner Expressway in Monroe, from 9 to 1, you can bring your recyclable items. We're having what they call America's Recycles Day and furniture drop-off.
Furniture drop-off?
Yes.
I've got some. You know, that's always a question is, what do you do with that old nightstand or end table? Do you put it out there on the street? And in my neighborhood, somebody will usually come and grab it and take it to their house, and they'll use it some more.
But that's called reusing.
That's called reusing. That's sort of like recycling, but you're encouraging people not to put their stuff out on the street, but right, to take it to a drop-off point. So where are you guys going to be?
We're going to be on the north parking lot of the Civic Center. As you enter the Civic Center area, it's to the left, and you'll see us with our signs, our tents, all our trucks. And we will direct you to those areas.
One of the worst things in the environment probably to try to get rid of is tires, because they hold mosquitoes and disease, and they don't really break down for a long time. You guys are going to be taking tires.
Yes, we will. We have any type of tire, mainly passenger tires, up to limit 5 per household.
All right, so there's a way to get rid of, if you've got an old tire sitting around, a way to get rid of it. I get a lot of, mail. The mailman drops a lot of mail, and it's just junk, and it goes in a pile. Paper, y'all taking paper?
Yeah, we are. We will take mail, any type of mail, even though it's got the plastic, in the front, the see-through plastic, we'll take those. Any type of paper, like office paper, newspaper, magazines, cardboard.
What about the plastic bottles? Those things stick around a long time, too.
Yeah, you know, it's become a problem. You know, we see it in our waterways here, and it floats all the way down to the ocean. And we got a lot of microplastics going on in the ocean right now. We want to continue to be good stewards of the planet and not contribute to the plastic problem. But we're taking plastics 1 and 2s. Those numbers are plastic bottles and milk jugs.
So 1s and 2s.
1s and 2s.
So that's your soda bottles,
Your Coke bottle, probably your laundry detergent,
that sort of stuff.
Correct.
Cans, aluminum cans, tin cans.
We will are accepting aluminum cans. Any type of tin can, just wash those out, rinse those out if you can. Triple rinse them and keep the sugars out, keep the food out, and give them to us. We'll take it.
Old batteries, car batteries. Those things are heavy, and people just pile them in a pile. Yep. Sometimes when they get old, trolling motor batteries, things like that for your boat. You guys are going to be accepting those.
You will. We usually do that in the spring.
Oh, that one's in the spring. Okay.
Yep. I know it said in the fall, but I think we've changed that to the spring.
That one's a spring. Okay.
It is a spring thing.
What about, your old washing machine, dryer, those kind of things?
Yeah, we'll accept any appliances that you have at your house, toasters, washer, dryers, freezers, refrigerators, computer screens, anything like that that you have.
Another thing that folks have is just, I don't know, a lot of folks have it. I've got a pile of just old broke electronics.
Yes.
I always have just, there's an old VCR that doesn't work, but for some reason I just can't let it go. What do you do with those?
We would be accepting any type of computers, monitors, VCRs, computer accessories. The old landline phones, we'll be accepting those. Printers, scanners, fax machines, speakers, VCRs, DVD players, stereo equipment, any type of monitors.
Let me ask you about that. You've got a note here. So let's say I bring down some, I bring down the old VCR. I don't need it anymore.
Right.
Do you chop that up and recycle it? Or if that thing works, do y'all do something good with it?
All of it goes to recycling.
All goes to recycling.
Yeah, we have a center that we bring it to, and they recycle every bit of it.
And then they put it back into something else.
They sure do.
Well, pretty cool. That's pretty neat. Yeah. There are things that you don't want at this one. You have another one later in the year for hazardous stuff. So what are the things that you can't bring this time?
Well, this year we're asking people do not bring your plastic bags. The one-time, one-use plastic bag that you shop in at the grocery store, do not bring those. We won't be taking those. Any type of styrofoam, we will not be taking styrofoam at this time. No ammo and no explosives. None of that.
No ammo, no explosives, no radioactive stuff.
No radio and no fire extinguishers. Not that's for the spring.
The compressed gas, anything that's got compressed gas in it.
Any type of cylinders, gas cylinders, helium cylinders, fill up your balloons, none of that. And that's in the spring.
You have some other things coming up that are off on the horizon a bit, but let's talk about them. You guys will crank back up again real big in January. Tell me what's coming up then.
Yeah, every third Saturday in January, Louisiana looks at Arbor Day, January 18th, and that's planting a tree day. We want everybody to get out and plant a tree somewhere in your yard, public place. It's just something good that you can do in January.
And you also, in March, will be holding that household hazardous waste. So if you've got the old paint or the, chemicals or whatever, hold on to those and bring them out in March.
Yeah, March 28th, we'll be at the Ike Hamilton Expo Center. We have our household hazardous waste event. That is a big one also. This past year, we took over 101,000 pounds of household hazardous waste.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Stuart, for folks to find out the do's and don'ts and what you are accepting and what you're not accepting, is there a website where you've got all this stuff listed?
Yeah, sure is, Corey. You can go to WashitaGreen.org or you can call me at 318-355-5622.
That's Stuart Hodnett with Washita Green. America Recycles Day is coming up, and that is going to be on our website at kedm.org. You can find out all the information. Saturday, November 9th, 9 to 1, and they'll be at the Monroe Civic Center Plaza, 401 Lee Joyner Expressway.
The next Fresh Air, New York Times correspondent Dexter Filkins talks about his experiences reporting from Afghanistan and Pakistan on the resurgence of the Taliban. He's on a brief trip to the U.S. before returning to Afghanistan. He covered the war in Iraq for 3 years and is the author of The Forever War. Join us for the next Fresh Air.
This is Deborah Chandler, host of Vocal Vibes, a program exploring vocal music of many different styles. Be listening on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe.